Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the time is 11:06. The pet experts are in the building, and it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Pruse.
Welcome, pet keepers. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, Rick Pruse from Pruse Pets in Old Town. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, on this week's show, we're going to have a conversation about something that I think is really timely for a lot of our listeners, and it has to do with the issue of acclimating your pets. It's wonderful to have a pet and to want to care for them, but it's so important that you go through and acclimate those pets either in a new environment or after a long journey. And it's common for people to think about when they travel and they go a distance that, boy, you know, my body doesn't feel normal and I have to acclimate myself and my body clock to adjust to a different time zone or a different climate. And the same thing is true for pets. And that's something that I don't know if everybody thinks about.
Yeah, I think. And the other thing to think about is we get up, we travel to wherever. We've got all that information in front of us, you know, where we're going to go, how we're going to go there. And yeah, maybe we're a little stressed at the end of it. And then the next day we get up and go, and we may not think twice about what we're doing. Well, with animals, it can be a lot different. And so, you know, if in today's show, we can just kind of stop and think twice about, you know, what we're doing with these animals and how we're going to acclimate them in such a way that we just think twice about them because they can't speak up for themselves. It would make a lot of sense because they do experience anxieties. They do experience stress, and it can be measured kind of in almost like a chemical imbalance, if you will, in that all of a sudden the adrenaline goes up. And if the adrenaline goes up, it has to be pulled from somewhere.
Right. And a lot of people are used to, maybe if I move to a new house or if I move to a new apartment and I bring my dog or my cat with me, they do go through a little bit of an adjustment. Do I have a new place to sleep? Where am I going to go to the bathroom? Things like that. Mm-hmm. But generally, as long as their master is there, the adjustment is pretty easy.
Yeah.
But typically, that's not really the case when it comes to whether it's fish or small animals or birds or reptiles. It really does make a difference on how you measure whether they're adapting to their new environment.
Well, and even with the dogs and cats and birds, there is an acclimation process when you first get them because they don't have a pack or they don't have a flock, and they need to somehow, and you need to think in their terms, they need to somehow adopt you. You know, you're the one that's getting adopted to them. You know, they need to adopt you as the friend. They, as far as the bird goes, they need to adopt you as their flock mate. You know, that's one of the things that I'm really proud about what we do in our store in the bird department is we kind of create that flock mentality. You know, a lot of times people will want to go to a breeder to get a bird when in fact one of the problems you have at a breeder's is there's no social interaction. There's just the birds and one person. In our store, what we'll do is we'll bring in the birds at a very, very young age, and then we'll expose them to a lot of multiple social environments. So you're not only buying a healthy bird that we've acclimated and conditioned and acclimated first, but you're also buying a bird that's been socialized around the settings, almost like what you remember when Mike Morgan was saying about his German Shepherds and how he likes them to be from an exposed area.
Right.
We kind of do that same thing with the bird department when we acclimate them in our environment and we take special care and focus to do that.
Right. And Rick, one of the things that I know you do at Pruse Pets that I've heard not everybody does is take them through a period of acclimation where they are brought into your store over a distance for over a period of time, and you do isolate them and you do keep them in an environment where they can adapt and become the healthy Pruse pet that you want to sell to people.
Yeah, yeah,
so that they feel good and people have a good experience when they bring the pet home.
Yeah, people don't understand that. You know, I go to a conference, I go to other shop owners and whatnot, and occasionally I meet individuals that kind of approach their business in the same way. You know, it's kind of an animal-first approach. Every animal that comes to Pruse's, it can be a guppy, okay? It could be a parakeet. It could be a small little anole, or it could be a large lizard like a bearded dragon. It could be a macaw. It could be a finch. Literally, every animal that comes in the store is going to be acclimated and conditioned first, typically away from the public, but even if it's near the public, in a controlled manner, a controlled exposure, such that we know they're healthy and they won't even be available for sale, sometimes for a week, sometimes up to a month. And there are like baby birds that we are going to hold on to and get them fully weaned. And they may be in our store for 6 months.
Right. Well, and speaking of conferences, a couple weeks ago, you left me in here to have to do the show without you. But you were at a great conference down in Atlanta. And we've got as our guest in the next segment a doctor who has a PhD in environmental science with an emphasis in toxicology. So we're going to hear some of the great information that you heard that got you so pumped up when it comes to how to take great care of your fish right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.